Down to Business, sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.
Now, you're welcome back to the programme. Bobby here in Electric Bar and Grill in the South Mall in Cork. Yes, a very rowdy crowd here in Cork, but they're all, we have them under control. Now it's time for this.
News Talk's Executive Chair, thanks to SunGuard Availability Services. IT for business that never stops.
Now, he grew up on a farm just outside Glanmire. He's a chartered accountant and the former CEO of Beamish & Crawford, Mr. Alf Smitty. He joins me now. Alf, how are you?
I'm great, Bobby. How are you doing, my friend?
No, good to see you.
And you've certainly got a good party going here this morning.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. It's good. We're soaking up the vibe that is Cork, good, Alf. And yeah. It really is
the place to be.
But it's great to see the spirit and great to see people speak so cohesively and eloquently.
Yeah. Well, there is a great passion in Cork. And I think, you know, just looking at the audience here today and the contributors, you definitely have the cream of Cork here. Apart from myself, you have the cream of Cork here today, I think. Yeah.
Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. You rose to prominence in Beamish & Crawford at a very young age.
Yeah, I did. I suppose, this part of the city here by the Grand Parade, I kind of grew up around here because just around the corner, I went to primary school in Sullivan's Quay, which, believe it or not, is now a pub and a hospitality venue owned by Finbar and Dolly O'Shea. They took over the old Christian Brothers School called Sullivan's Quay, or Cláiste Ignóid Ríis, to give it its posh name.
Okay, I won't attempt that one.
I remember coming in here, actually, with my parents because they were small farmers in Glanmire, but this was a bank, ACC Bank.
ACC Bank, yeah.
And this has turned into a hospitality pub and restaurant. And then just across the way in South Main Street, just a stone's throw from here, I spent 20 years of my career at Beamish & Crawford, which, as you know, is now closed with about 8 years, and is also going to be turned into a hospitality centre, pubs, restaurants, and a big event centre for Cork.
Yeah, there was some reference made to that earlier, Alf. Yeah. What's the difficulty there? Where is it at a standstill? Is it at?
Well, I guess it's. I guess the people who own it now are BAM, and they've gone in for planning. And I guess it's gone on and on and on, because I think from what I hear and what I see, they've looked for more subvention for the government because it doesn't make kind of financial sense based on the current formula. And I think there's a lot of negativity beginning to develop about it because it has been slow to unfold and unlock. We all want it in Cork, absolutely, and I'd be the first to say that.
Is it a good idea, Alf, to be, you know, dependent on government for what is essentially going to be a commercial project?
It's not a good idea at all, but, you know, it's not a good idea. But if you take the event centre in Dublin, look what that has done. It has transformed Dublin, and it has brought people to the city, and we desperately need that for Cork as well. There's a lot of positivity about Cork here today, but there are some big projects that the leaders in the city need to get their heads around and really drive harder and faster and bring over the line for everybody's sake. And it's not for the people here, but it's for our children and grandchildren and so on.
And you know, you talk about that site and its location within the city, like it's clearly got to be doing something if it's not manufacturing as it used to. One needs to find another role for places like these.
It's dedicated now for the Cork Event Centre. I don't know if people seen the images and pictures of it, but it is an amazing structure. But people are very fearful now because of the delay and the procrastination that it may not happen there, and I would be very fearful of that. And if that's going to be the case, we may as well move on and find another centre. What is certain is that an event centre needs to be put into Cork, you know.
Okay.
And I think the other project, if I may, Bobby, the other project that doesn't get a lot of talk, I think we tend to be very short-term thinkers in Ireland and maybe in Cork, but you know, you go to Dublin and you see what the Lewis has done. It has transformed Dublin, the hype and so on. We desperately need that in Cork as well. And our planners and our engineers and our city leaders need to be looking at that very, very closely. We have towns like Ballincollig, like Glanmire, like Carrigaline, like Middleton. They will be cut off from the city and the city will suffer hugely if we don't create links. And the only natural link is through a light rail, Lewis type system for Cork. And I would urge our leaders in the city and government, actually, it's obviously going to be a government project to really look at this in the next period of time.
As somebody who has his busiest shop on the Lewis line on Stephen's Green, I've had 4 years of absolute hell waiting for waiting for this moment that now we're going to get because
but it's going to be a bonanza.
The trains are going to start to run now in June and there'll be people then on them in October, November. And it, so, but I tell you, it can be very painful from a retailer's perspective, the transition of putting infrastructure such as that.
I think it can be, but it is short-term pain. I mean, I would see, like, whilst the city is doing reasonably well here, it's not doing, compared to Dublin, it's not at the races in many respects. And actually, a lot of people are staying out of town, so we need to find ways to bring them into the city. They'll stay in the Carrig Lines and the Ballincollig's, and if we facilitate them and create a proper good interrail public transport system to bring them in and out of the city, just as you have in Dublin. For instance, if you go to the Red Cow in Dublin, or before that, if you go to City West, you can get a Lewis right into the Tree Arena at the moment, which is just amazing, and people are doing it all the time.
Tell me about your role as knocking heads together or pushing councils together between the Cork City and Cork County. That's a very emotive space, Alf.
Well, it's
you found yourself caught right in the centre.
Well, it's probably emotive for many people, certainly not emotive for me. I was appointed by the government and by the Department of the Environment together with a team of people to look at the options in terms of local government in Cork going forward. We recommended that the City Council and the County Council should be amalgamated. And, you know, I would absolutely stand over that report. I think Cork is missing a single voice in the whole region. I think the projects that I just mentioned, like the Events Centre, like a light interrail or rail system for the city and the county, and the benefits of those projects. But we're very fragmented. We've too many disparate voices here.
As somebody who was close to that and saw it up front, were you surprised by the sort of entrenched views that there were such polar differences between...
Well, I think it just became a political debate. I think if you were to talk to the people in the street, by and large, everybody would welcome this, the efficiencies, the optimization of the city and the county going forward, creating stronger connections between the city and the county. I think the people in the street, in the city and the county, would wholeheartedly welcome that, and certainly Cork County Council welcome it and embraced it hugely. But I think it became highly politicised, and then I suppose because of the minority government situation, it was kicked to touch. The can was kicked down the road. But there is another review group looking at it now, and I gather that to report again fairly soon. And I'm sure they'll come out with some kind of version of what we produced. I think at the end of the day, what we did say is the status quo is just, it makes absolutely no sense. We cannot stay where we are.
Okay.
We have to integrate. We have to consolidate. And as far as I'm concerned, we have to merge and create the efficiencies for the future of the whole region.
Okay. Now, you've worked in business, you've had a business career, you've skirted with politics certainly in there in your last.
I love politics.
So what's next for, finally, what's next for Alf Smitty?
Well, I don't know. I spend my life, I suppose, helping people in business, helping individuals to move their businesses forwards and so on. It's a lot of what I do right now is assisting, helping, mentoring, and trying to take businesses forward and individuals who work in businesses forward. I've been in and out of banks trying to help people who've got into severe debt problems to try and renegotiate their situations, and that has been very difficult for many people. So for me, I'm 55 years of age. I will continue doing what I am doing because I absolutely love what I do for the next 5 years anyway, and we'll see after that. It's lovely. I think if I could say, Bobby, you started off Insomnia, the coffee business in
20 years this year
in Dublin.
Yeah.
But you have, in your own way, you've inspired so many people, because whether it be craft brewing or the whole barista culture or the coffee culture, it's amazing what we see in Cork right now, from Union Quay, where you have the Three Piggies, to a little coffee shop over there called the Three Fools, or the most recent one, Soma, just down there in Tucky Street. There's a huge coffee culture being developed in
and
the city.
And that's still growing.
It's bringing all the cultures that have come to the city. It's creating, it's enlivening the city, and it's just wonderful. And I just love to see that too.
Well, thank you for saying that, Alf, and thank you for joining us this morning. Mr. Alf Smitty, ladies and gentlemen. Up next, the legendary John Spillane for a song and a chat.
News Talk's Executive Chair. Thanks to SunGuard Availability Services.
IT for business that never stops. Down to Business, sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.